Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3, and honored beyond imagination to be speaking to the legendary Dionne Warwick this morning. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Hope you're doing well yourself.
We are, and thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. I have interviewed hundreds of celebrities in my career, and you are probably the most famous and definitely the one who has had this incredible career you just can't even put your arms around. Thank you for talking to us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me to speak with you.
So you're going to be performing pretty much in our backyard, just about 30 minutes away at the Amp at Dant Crossing on August 11th. What can we expect from a live Dionne Warwick show?
Dionne Warwick.
That's as easy as it gets, right?
Hopefully a lot of fun, because I love to laugh. Songs that everybody will definitely expect me to sing, and I will try to do that. A few songs that you might not be too familiar with that I'll be introducing. Hopefully a wonderful musical evening.
Well, you have a new album that you are working on. Tell us about this album.
Yes, I'm doing a CD of inspirational songs. I don't want to call it a complete gospel album, but the songs that have been written from the Bible, of course, but then there are songs that have been written that are inspiring. And that's going to be the title of the CD, Songs of Inspiration.
And you're not working on it alone. Who's helping you with this album?
Oh, my heavens. Well, first of all, my son, Damon Elias, was producing it for me. I'm doing duets with Donnie McClurkin, Dolly Parton, Stevie Wonder, B.B. Winans. I've called upon my friends to be a part of this, those who have been inspiring to people for the many, many, many years.
And you've got a lot of friends in the industry. You're one of those people that everybody seems to love. I mean, we never hear bad things about Dionne Warwick, and that's a real treasure.
It's a good thing.
Now, you've got a book you're working on, too, that'll be out in a couple of years. That is something I think a lot of people will really want to absorb, is all about what Dionne Warwick has to say.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be... Well, what the world needs now is love, and no advice will be given because nobody takes it anyway.
Now,
but things that have inspired me over these years, and hope will be an inspiration to those who will secure it.
You have got a career that, as I mentioned earlier, is absolutely legendary. Decades of hits. You've had some parts in some films. You've worked with all kinds of people on and off of record. Your kids are super talented. Is there anything left that you just feel like, wow, I really want to do this?
You know, I say it all the time. I feel like a broken record when people ask me that very same question, what's left. I am following the path that my Heavenly Father has set for me to walk. And until I find out what He has in store for me to do next, I don't know what's left.
So you're just open to that?
Absolutely.
Love it. Love that.
And you got your early start singing gospel, and obviously that's something you've never really abandoned. And I really appreciate and admire that. A lot of people don't talk about their faith, and we here think that that's great.
I totally agree with you. I don't think that anybody can walk a path without faith.
That's really important, too. It's a witness.
Yes, to me it is.
So you've been active on social media the last couple of years, and you've got a great following, but that led to you kind of becoming a character on Saturday Night Live. Can you tell us how you ended up guest hosting on that and being in that segment?
I didn't know even that was even a part of Saturday Night Live until one of my friends saw it for the first time. And she says, you've got to watch Saturday Night Live. I said, well, watch. She says, you'll find out. And I turned it on one Saturday, and there was the Dionne Warwick show with Dionne Warwick. It's like, oh, okay. I fell out of it. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I thought it was wonderful. And then they invited me to be a guest on it, and as Dionne Warwick. So that's how that all began, and I'm still very, very happy that they've got enough of me to present something of that nature on their show.
Well, and a lot of times when they bring up a celebrity, they don't paint them in a nice light or they pick on them. That was a very loving handling of you, and it was in no way disrespectful.
Well, how could it be?
You have an excellent point there. You got to have something bad to pick on, and there's nothing bad.
Exactly.
So, you know, you've been nominated to be a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You have set so many records, sold so many records. Am I wrong in saying at one point in your career you were the record holder for an amount paid on a new record contract?
At one time, yes, I was. That's when I was contracted to record on Warner Brothers. The amount of money that they paid me to become a part of their roster, I was the first to receive that amount of money as a recording artist.
And you have been able to chart songs in so many different formats. Because you really, it's hard to pigeonhole exactly who and what you sound like, because there's really nobody like you.
And that's the truth, and I thank God for that. I really do. You know, it's something that I take very, very much great pride in being able to say. I cannot be categorized, nor do I want to be. I don't think anybody should really be in a category. Music is music. We all sing the same 8 notes. It's just how it's presented. So, you know, I'm thankful for the fact that I'm able to sing most anything I want to sing, and with whomever it is that I want to sing with.
Do you have fond memories of being on Solid Gold? I know you kicked that off in 1979 with a special, and then you were the host a few different years and a few different eras. I loved watching you on that when I was growing up, and you would sing so many different songs by so many different people, and your interpretations were always really, really cool.
Yeah, it was a bunch of fun. I had the best time doing Solid Gold, and being able to interface with so many genres of music. You know, we went from rock and roll to country, you know, popular music, R&B, all the categories that people have a tendency to look at as categories of music. And, you know, I had a wonderful time of interfacing with my friends, people that didn't ordinarily do television, but they decided to come on and hang out with me and sing with me. You know, when you stop to think from going from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Gladys Knight and the Pips, then Frank Sinatra, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well, you are going to be in our area. You're going to be at the AMP at Log Still Distillery at New Haven, and that is going to be on August 11th. And we thank you for taking time to talk to us this morning. And there are still a few seats available. So if people want to get those seats, they definitely want to make sure that they get it before the time is too late, because a lot of people want to see you there.
I hope so. You know, I'm looking forward to being with you. And come on out and hang out with me and have some fun.
All right, Dionne Warwick, and thank you for calling in this morning. And we are Quixie 98.3.